Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
We called it the trip of the year. A chance to break free from the suffocating grind of college life. An impulsive decision born over too many late night study sessions and caffeine highs. Our destination was supposed to be an adventure. A cabin in the mountains where we could forget about exams and papers, at least for a while. But what we got was something else entirely. The three of us had always been close, each of us playing a part in our peculiar little trio. There was me, Jason, the designated driver and unofficial planner. I like to think of myself as the one who kept us grounded, the one who knew how to read a map or change a tire when things went wrong. The others liked to joke that I was born 30 years too late, that my knack for analog solutions and my mistrust of GPS meant I was more suited to road trips of the 80s than the tech-filled caravans of today. Then there was Leah. Leah was the spark, the reason this trip existed in the first place. She was always the one with the ideas, the kind that started with, "Wouldn't it be crazy if..." and ended up with us sneaking into the campus library after hours or setting out at midnight for a spontaneous drive to the coast. Leah had a wild spirit, the type that made you believe anything could be fun as long as she was around. She was impulsive, unpredictable, and exactly the kind of person you wanted next to you when life started feeling too routine. And finally, there was Eric. Eric was the quiet one, thoughtful, skeptical, but always game once Leah managed to convince him. He was the kind of guy who preferred stability over chaos, but found himself often choosing chaos simply because Leah and I were his friends. He kept a book in his backpack at all times, claiming you never know when you might get a chance to read. Leah teased him about it endlessly, but deep down, we both knew that Eric's bookish demeanor kept us from wandering too far into dangerous territory, at least most of the time. The trip had started out smooth enough. The plan was simple. Leave campus Friday afternoon, drive for a few hours, and reach the cabin by nightfall. We were armed with snacks, a playlist Leah had curated called Songs for Escaping Reality, and Eric's stack of travel guides and trail maps.
"I swear this playlist is going to change your life,"
Leah said, grinning as she cranked up the volume. The first notes of a classic rock song blared through the speakers, and she started nodding her head to the beat. Eric rolled his eyes, but a smile tugged at his lips.
Yeah, till you play that one weird techno track that you always sneak in."
"Oh, come on, it's part of the experience,"
Leah shot back, winking at me in the rearview mirror.
"As long as it keeps us awake,"
I said, keeping my eyes on the road. The sky was blushing with the colors of sunset as we left behind the sprawling cityscape and ventured into the countryside. Everything was perfect until it wasn't. A detour sign appeared on the road where none should have been, and our GPS lost its signal somewhere in the rolling hills.
That's weird. Was this detour here last time?"
I asked, frowning as I slowed down. Leah leaned forward, squinting at the sign.
"Who cares? It's an adventure, right? Besides, what's the worst that could happen?"
She flashed a grin, her enthusiasm infectious as always. Eric, sitting in the back, sighed.
"I don't know, guys. Detours that aren't on maps tend to end up in horror movies,"
he said, but there was a hint of a smile on his face.
"Oh, come on, Eric. Don't be such a buzzkill,"
Leah teased.
"I promise if we end up in a horror movie, I'll save you first."
"That's reassuring,"
Eric replied, rolling his eyes. We weren't worried. Not at first. I had maps, after all, and Leah had a sixth sense for adventure. We laughed about it, teasing each other as the sun dipped lower, the horizon melting into a deep, inky blue. The mood was light, Leah making jokes about the mystery road, and Eric reluctantly joining in.
"Maybe we'll find buried treasure,"
Leah said, her voice tinged with excitement.
"Or a cult,"
Eric added, shaking his head.
"Hopefully not a cult."
We passed fields and forests, the headlights cutting through an increasingly lonely road, the kind where you started to forget you were even part of the world anymore. It was Leah who first pointed it out, the flickering neon sign glowing faintly in the distance. "The Last Stop Cafe," it read, in faded letters. Leah was thrilled, immediately insisting we pull over. She called it a classic roadside experience, her enthusiasm spilling over into her voice as she spoke of milkshakes and greasy fries served in places just like this. Eric sighed, a small, reluctant smile tugging at his lips as he nodded.
"Might as well. We're lost anyway,"
he muttered, glancing at me. I hesitated.
"Come on, Jason. Where's your sense of adventure?"
Leah's voice broke through my thoughts. She leaned in, her eyes sparkling.
"I bet they have the best milkshakes."
"Yeah, the kind with extra mystery ingredients," Eric said dryly, but he was already unbuckling his seatbelt.
The gravel crunched beneath the tires as we pulled into the lot, the diner standing solitary under the night sky, its windows glowing an eerie yellow. The place seemed oddly empty.
"Anyone else got a weird vibe from this place?"
I asked, trying to keep my tone light. Leah laughed, already halfway out of the car.
"You always think too much, Jason. It's just a diner."
Eric shrugged.
"Let's just grab something to eat. It's probably fine."
He paused, looking at the darkened road behind us.
"Though it is kind of isolated."
"But that's what makes it an adventure,"
Leah declared, stretching her arms. She turns to me with a grin.
"Besides, I'm starving. Let's go."
I followed them toward the entrance. The door creaked open as we stepped inside. The diner was small, with red vinyl booths and a long counter lined with chrome stools. A lone waitress stood behind the counter, giving us a polite smile.
"Welcome in, folks," she said, her voice warm. "Sit wherever you like."
Leah immediately pointed to a booth near the window.
"That one. It gets the best view,"
she said, practically bouncing over to it. Eric and I followed, settling into the booth. I couldn't help but notice how empty the diner was. Just us and a few other patrons who seemed lost in their own world. As I looked closer, I noticed the other patrons more carefully. There was a man sitting alone at the counter, staring into a cup of coffee. In the corner booth, an elderly couple sat side by side, neither of them speaking. The woman was looking out the window, her expression blank, while the man seems to be fixated on a spot on the table, his lips moving as if he were muttering something under his breath. Eric followed my gaze and raised an eyebrow.
"Not exactly the liveliest bunch, huh?"
Leah shrugged.
"Hey, it's late. People are tired. Besides, it's kind of nice to have the place mostly to ourselves."
The waitress approached our table. She handed us the menus without a word, her demeanor far less welcoming than before, and left without waiting for a response. Leah opened her menu first, her eyes widening.
"Whoa, guys, check this out. There are actual rules in here. Like, rules for eating at a diner?"
"Rules?"
Eric asked, raising his eyebrow as he flipped open his menu.
"What kind of rules?"
I glanced at my own menu, noticing a laminated page right at the front, titled House Rules. Leah cleared her throat dramatically and began reading aloud.
"Rule number one, do not ask the staff about the diner's history,"
she said, pausing for effect.
"Oh no, we can't talk about the mysterious past of the creepy diner. What a shame."
Eric snorted.
"Yeah, right. Like anyone actually cares about that."
Leah continued, her voice dripping with playful sarcasm.
"Rule number two, do not enter the restroom alone." "Well, I guess I'm on my own if I need to go. Thanks for nothing, guys."
I chuckled. Maybe they're just really big on safety. Or maybe they just don't want anyone wandering off and getting lost in their haunted bathroom.
"Rule number three, if the neon sign outside flickers, close your eyes until it stops,"
Leah read, her eyebrows shooting up.
"Close your eyes? Are they worried about seizures or something?"
"Rule number four, avoid the kitchen at all costs, even if you hear someone calling for help," I read aloud, raising an eyebrow. "Well, that's oddly specific," Leah grinned.
"Maybe they just don't want us to steal their secret recipes."
"Or maybe that's where they keep the bodies," Eric added, his tone deadpan.
"Rule number five, if someone sits in the booth across from you with a blurry face, do not speak to them," I read aloud, glancing at Leah and Eric. "Blurry face? What does that even mean?" Eric laughed.
"Maybe they just don't want us talking to strangers."
"Rule six, if the power goes out, stay seated and do not speak until the lights return,"
Leah read, her smile fading slightly.
Okay, that one's just creepy.
Probably just a gimmick to make the place seem spooky, I said, trying to keep the mood light. Leah nodded, then read the next one.
Rule 7. Never turn around if someone taps you on the shoulder.
Rule 8. Do not answer if your name is called by someone you don't recognize. Eric read, his voice taking on a mock serious tone. I guess no new friends for us tonight.
No complaints here, I said, chuckling. Eric flipped to the next rule.
Rule 9. Do not look under the table for any reason.
Okay, now they're just messing with us, he said, shaking his head.
I took a deep breath before reading the last rule. And finally, Rule 10. Under no circumstances should you leave the diner before 3 a.m.
I guess we're stuck here for a while, I said, attempting to lighten the mood, but failing to hide the unease.
Hope they really do have good milkshakes. Leah waved her hand dismissively, her grin still intact.
Oh, come on, Jason. It's just a cool marketing gimmick. You know, like, come for the creepy rules, stay for the food.
Eric nodded, though he seems to notice my tone.
Yeah, it's definitely giving off haunted attraction vibes. They probably get a lot of late-night thrill-seekers in here. I just hope the food lives up to the hype.
We turned our attention back to the menus, scanning through the classic diner options. Leah tapped her finger against the table, deciding between a burger and a milkshake.
I think I'll go for the double cheeseburger and a chocolate shake. You can't go wrong with the classics, right?
I'll get the pancakes, Eric said. Breakfast for dinner never disappoints.
I guess I'll go with a burger, too. Maybe some fries to share, I added. The waitress approached again, her demeanor just as cold as before. She pulled out her notepad and asked,
Ready to order?
Leah smiled up at her.
Yeah, I'll take the double cheeseburger with the chocolate milkshake.
Eric nodded.
The pancakes for me, please, and a coffee.
Burgers and fries, and a coffee for me, I said. The waitress scribbled down our orders without a word, her eyes barely meeting ours. As she turns to leave, Leah spoke up, her tone playful.
So, about these rules, are they just for fun, or do you actually have people trying to break them?
The waitress paused, her back still to us. Slowly, she turned, her expression more serious than ever.
The rules are there for a reason, she said, her voice cold and unwavering. You should follow them. Every one of them.
Leah laughed, clearly amused.
Wow, you're really committed to the bit. It definitely keeps the creepy vibe alive.
Eric nodded in agreement.
Yeah, it adds to the atmosphere. Very immersive.
The waitress didn't respond. She simply turned and walked away, her footsteps echoing again in the empty diner. I couldn't help myself. I called after her, a smirk on my face.
Hey, what about the history of this place? Any ghost stories we should know about?
The waitress froze mid-step. Her body stiffened, and she turned her head slightly, just enough for me to catch a glimpse of her eyes. Wide, almost terrified. Suddenly, the lights in the diner flickered, dimming until they cast only the faintest glow. The air grew heavy, and a cold shiver ran down my spine as I felt it. A presence, a sensation of someone breathing down my neck. The laughter from Leah and Eric seems to fade, and suddenly, I realized the diner was silent. Too silent. My eyes darted around, and to my growing horror, I saw that Leah and Eric were no longer there. The booth across from me was empty, as if they had never been there at all. My heart pounded in my ears as I slowly turned my head, feeling the intense pressure of something right behind me. I turned fully. Inches away from my face was a figure. A blurry, pale face staring straight at me. Its eyes wide and hollow. It was there for just a split second, but it was enough to send a jolt of fear through me. I gasped and jerked back instinctively, my body colliding with the table. I lost my balance, falling hard onto the floor, the sound of the crash echoing in the empty diner. Suddenly, the lights flickered back to full brightness, and Leah and Eric's laughter filled the air again, as if nothing had happened.
Nice one, Jason,
Leah said, still grinning.
Really going all in on the creepy vibe, huh?
Eric chuckled, shaking his head.
Bravo. I like how you're getting into character. Keeps things interesting.
I forced a smile, but my eyes darted around the diner. Something had happened. Something real. I could still feel the lingering coldness and a sense of wrongness gnawed at me. I leaned forward, lowering my voice.
Guys, I'm serious. There was something behind me. I felt it. The lights, everything just went off.
Leah rolled her eyes, still grinning.
Oh, come on, Jason. Don't try to freak us out now. You're just adding to the atmosphere, right?
Eric shook his head, his smile not quite fading.
Yeah, man. I gotta admit, you're doing a good job keeping the creepy vibe alive, but seriously, relax.
I opened my mouth to argue, but Leah nudged me playfully.
Bravo on the acting, by the way. Really sold it. Now let's just enjoy our food when it gets here.
I tried to shake off the feeling, but the cold dread settled deep in my chest, refusing to leave. It felt like something had changed, and I couldn't quite put it out of my mind. A few moments later, the waitress returned, balancing a tray with our orders. She set down Leah's cheeseburger and milkshake, Eric's pancakes, and my burger and fries. The food looked surprisingly good. Steam rising from the plates. And for a moment, I almost forgot the strange encounter.
Finally, I'm starving,
Leah said, rubbing her hands together before diving into her burger.
Pancakes look decent,
Eric added, pouring syrup over them.
Not bad for a creepy diner in the middle of nowhere.
I nodded, though my appetite had waned. I took a bite of my burger, the taste barely registering as I kept glancing around, my eyes flickering to the other patrons and the shadows in the corners of the room.
What's up, Jason?
Leah asked through a mouthful of fries.
You still on edge?
I hesitated, then spoke.
I can't shake it, Leah. When the lights went out, I swear there was something behind me. I saw a face. It was inches away.
Leah and Eric exchanged uneasy glances. Leah's smile faltered for a moment.
Jason, seriously, enough. You're really starting to freak me out now.
Eric set his coffee down, frowning slightly.
Yeah, man, this is a joke. It's not funny anymore. Just stop, okay?
I forced a smile, trying to brush off the reaction.
I'm not joking, guys. It felt real.
Leah shook her head, her expression torn between amusement and discomfort.
Okay, well, can we just drop it? Let's try to enjoy the food.
Eric nodded, his gaze shifting to his pancakes.
Yeah, let's just move on. This place is creepy enough without us making it worse.
We ate quietly for a while, and surprisingly, the food was actually really good. Leah was halfway through her cheeseburger, her earlier unease replaced by her usual enthusiasm.
I have to admit, this is one of the best burgers I've had in a long time,
she said, her voice cheerful again. Eric nodded, his pancakes already half gone.
Yeah, pretty solid.
I tried to relax, taking a bite of my burger. It was juicy and flavorful, and the fries were perfectly crisp. Leah wiped her hands on a napkin and then got up, glancing towards the back of the diner.
All right, I hate to say it, but I need to break one of those scary rules,
she said with a chuckle.
Restroom time. Guess I'm going solo.
Eric gave her a look, half amused, half concerned.
You sure about that, Leah?
She laughed, waving him off.
What, you guys think I'm gonna get sucked into the haunted bathroom? I'll be fine. Just keep my milkshake safe.
I watched as Leah made her way towards the restrooms, her confidence unwavering. But something in my gut twisted with unease, and I found myself unable to look away until she disappeared behind the restroom door. A few moments passed, and I tried to distract myself, picking at my fries. Eric was scrolling through his phone, oblivious to my anxiety. The diner felt quiet, the hum of the fluorescent lights overhead suddenly grating. Then, a scream pierced the air. My head snapped up, and I saw Eric's eyes widen as he turned toward the restrooms. Without thinking, I jumped up from the booth, my heart pounding as I rushed to the restroom door. I slammed it open, the door crashing against the wall.
Leah!
I called out, my voice echoing in the small, tiled space. Leah was on the floor, her hands covering her face,
She was trembling. I kneeled down next to her, my hands hovering just above her shoulders.
Leah, it's okay. I'm here. What happened?
She shook her head, her voice barely audible.
There's something in the stall. I saw it.
I glanced towards the stall she was pointing at, my stomach churning. Carefully, I stood up and moved towards it, each step feeling heavier than the last. I reached out, hesitating for a moment, before pushing the stall door open. I swung it wide, revealing nothing but an empty stall. I turned back to Leah, her eyes wide with fear as she stared at me, trying to get a glimpse inside.
There's nothing here, Leah, I said gently, trying to keep my voice calm. It's empty.
She shook her head again.
No, I swear, Jason, there was something. It was there.
I helped her to her feet, her hands still trembling as she clung to my arm. We walked back to the table. Leah leaned heavily against me. Eric stood up as we approached, his expression a mix of concern and confusion.
What happened?
He asked, his eyes darting between us. Leah sank into the booth, her face still pale.
There was something in the stall, Eric. It was crawling towards me.
Eric frowned, shaking his head.
Leah, come on. Jason already freaked me out earlier. If you're trying to do the same thing...
No.
Leah snapped, her voice trembling.
This isn't a joke. There's something weird going on here. It's not just a marketing scheme.
I nodded, my eyes meeting Eric's.
She's right. Something's off about this place. We need to take this seriously.
Eric hesitated, the doubt still evident on his face.
All right, fine. But what exactly did you see, Leah?
Leah took a deep breath, her eyes still wide with fear.
It had four legs, like an animal, but no head or body, just legs. And it started moving towards me from the stall. I screamed, and then Jason came.
Eric stared at her for a moment, his expression shifting from confusion to discomfort. He sighed, rubbing his temples.
Okay, enough. This is getting too weird, guys. I don't know if I believe it, but it's really starting to freak me out. Can we just stop and try to chill for a bit? I need some air. I'm going outside.
Eric pushed himself up from the booth, grabbing his jacket. He shook his head, his expression a mix of skepticism and unease.
I don't care about the rules or whatever's supposed to happen here. I just need a cigarette. Eric, wait,
I said, my voice urgent.
You can't go outside. The rules. Forget the rules, Jason.
Eric snapped, his frustration clear.
I'm not staying in here. It's too much.
He turned and headed towards the entrance, not waiting for Leah or me to respond. Eric reached the entrance door, pushing it open. But as he stepped halfway through, he froze. Literally, frozen, mid-step. His body rigid between the diner and the outside. His hand still held the door, and his whole form seemed almost like a mannequin stuck in motion.
Eric?
Leah called out, her voice shaky.
What are you doing?
I stood up, my heart pounding.
Eric, come on, man. Stop messing around.
But there was no response. He was utterly still. Leah and I exchanged a nervous glance, both of us unsure of what to do.
Is he okay?
Leah whispered, her eyes wide with fear. I shook my head, slowly stepping away from the booth.
I don't know. He looks like he's stuck.
I moved closer, my eyes darting around the diner. The other patrons were no longer lost in their own worlds. Instead, they were staring at Eric, their eyes unblinking, their heads fixed.
Leah, they're all staring at him,
I muttered. She turned her head, her breath catching in her throat as she noticed the other patrons' fixed gazes. I moved cautiously towards Eric. Just as I was within arm's reach of Eric, his body jerked violently, as if some unforeseen force had pushed him back. He flew into the diner, crashing onto his back, then sliding several feet across the floor.
Eric!
I shouted, rushing to his side. He was gasping for breath, his face pale and his eyes wide with terror. I grabbed his arm, helping him sit up.
What happened? Are you okay?
Eric's eyes darted around wildly before locking onto mine, His voice was shaky.
There. They're outside. They're there.
I glanced towards the open door, but all I could see was darkness beyond. I helped Eric to his feet, and together we made our way back to the booth. Leah's face stricken with fear as she watched us approach.
What the hell happened?
Leah asked, her voice trembling. Eric collapsed into the booth, his hands shaking. He took a moment to gather his breath, then began speaking.
They stepped outside. Okay, I needed air. I moved around the side of the diner and lit a cigarette.
Leah's eyes widened, and she interrupted.
Eric, no, you didn't. You were just in the doorway. You were frozen there.
We all exchanged glances, both terrified and confused. Eric shook his head, bewildered.
No, I swear I stepped outside. I was out there. While I was having my cigarette, I started hearing something calling me from just around the diner. I went to the corner and peeked around it, but there was nothing.
He paused, his eyes darting between us as he continued, his voice trembling.
I looked closer, started noticing movement in the dark. It was like a face detached from anything, just staring at me. Then the darkness seemed to get even thicker, like it swallowed everything else.
Eric's voice dropped to a whisper.
I turned back towards the entrance of the diner, but it was dark there, too. Pitch black, like nothing was there. And then I heard it, this shushing noise closing in on me. I can't explain it. It was like something was surrounding me. I felt this sense of dread, like nothing I've ever felt before. Suddenly, I felt a hit to my chest, and the next thing I knew, I was on the diner's floor next to you, Jason.
I nodded, my stomach churning with dread. Whatever was happening, it was real, and we were in the middle of it. The carefree vibe from earlier was gone, replaced by a deep, unsettling fear that none of us could shake. We sat there in silence for a moment, each of us processing what Eric had just said. I glanced around the diner, my eyes landing on the other patrons. The elderly couple in the corner booth had turned their heads slightly, their eyes now focused directly on us, their expressions blank. Leah shifted uncomfortably, her eyes following mine.
Jason, do you see that?
She whispered.
They're staring at us.
I nodded, my pulse quickening.
Yeah, I see it.
Eric looked up, his face still pale.
What is wrong with these people?
He muttered, his voice trembling.
It's like they're not even real.
The waitress, who had been standing behind the counter, suddenly moved. Her head turned toward us with an unnatural jerk, her eyes locked onto ours. Leah gasped, her hand flying to her mouth.
Did you see that?
I nodded, my throat dry.
Yeah, something's wrong here.
Eric's eyes darted to the clock on the wall. It was just past 1 a.m.
We can't leave until 3 a.m. We literally can't leave.
Leah's face paled as she stared at the clock.
That's 2 more hours. What are we supposed to do?
I took a deep breath. We stick to the rules. No more trying to test them. We just stay here, stay calm, and get through this. My voice sounded more confident than I felt, but it was the only plan we had. Leah nodded, her eyes still wide with fear.
Okay, but we need to keep an eye on them. Something is seriously wrong here.
Eric looked at the patrons again, his eyes narrowing.
They're watching us, all of them, and I don't think it's just for show.
Whatever was happening here, we were trapped, and we needed to be careful. Feeling the oppressive eeriness of the situation, we all got up for a moment, as if movements might help break the tension. I started pacing around our booth, back and forth, my thoughts racing as I tried to make sense of everything. Leah and Eric stood close by, their eyes darting anxiously around the diner. As I walked, my back turned to them. I suddenly felt a light tap on my shoulder. My first thought was that it was Eric. I spun around, but when I looked towards where they had been standing, I froze. two strangers were standing there, their faces blurry and their eyes locked directly on me. My stomach dropped as I remembered Rule 7. Never turn around if someone taps you on the shoulder. It was too late now. The strangers stared at me. Panic surged through me, my chest tightening as I struggled to understand what was happening. Their gaze felt invasive, as if they were looking straight through me, seeing everything I couldn't comprehend.
Leah, Eric.
I called out again, my voice cracking. But there was no response, just the heavy silence of the diner. The strangers took a step closer, their movements jerky, almost puppet-like. My pulse pounded in my ears. My eyes darted around the diner, catching sight of the other patrons. All of them were now staring at me, their heads turned in unison, their eyes vacant. I freaked out. Panic clawed at my throat, but without thinking, I turned and started running through the diner. I reached the other part of the counter, my eyes wild as I scanned the room, not knowing where to run anymore. The strangers were closing in, their steps slow but relentless, like they knew I had nowhere to go. My back hit the corner of the diner, and I slid down until I was crouched on the floor, my arms wrapped around my knees in some sort of a fetal position. My entire body trembled with terror as the lights began to flicker once more. Each flash of light revealed the strangers inching closer, their faces still blurry. Suddenly, cold hands wrapped around my forearms, gripping me tightly. I gasped as a sharp, searing pain shot through my skin, like their fingers were burning into me. I tried to pull away, but their grip was ironclad, lifting me slightly off the ground. My vision blurred, the room spinning as the pain became unbearable, radiating up my arms like fire. The lights flickered again, then returned to full brightness. I still felt hands on my forearms, trying to lift me up. Leah's voice broke through the haze of fear.
Jason, it's okay. We're here. Calm down.
I looked up, my friends worried, faces coming into focus. But the pain in my forearms was still there, the dull throb. I glanced down and saw deep red marks, finger-shaped bruises imprinted on my skin.
It's okay,
Leah repeated, her voice softer now.
You're here. We're here.
I took a deep breath.
They were coming for me,
I whispered. Leah shook her head slightly, her expression growing more serious.
Jason, there was no one there. It was just us. You looked like you were in some kind of trance. Then you suddenly started running, like you were terrified of something.
Eric nodded, his eyes meeting mine with concern.
We tried to stop you, but you wouldn't listen.
Leah's grip on my shoulders tightened.
But you're okay now. We're going to stick together, all right?
We slowly made our way back to the booth, settling in with a shared sense of unease. Just as I started to catch my breath, a new sound broke the silence. A muffled noise coming from the kitchen. It was faint at first, like someone crying, the sound almost getting lost in the hum of the diner lights. Then it grew louder, more distinct. Someone was crying for help. Leah tensed beside me.
Don't listen to it,
she whispered, her voice trembling.
It's trying to trick us. We stick to the rules.
Eric nodded, his eyes fixed on the kitchen door, which was barely visible from our booth.
Yeah, we can't let it get to us. It's what it wants.
The cries grew louder, more desperate, but we held on, refusing to move. The kitchen door remained slightly ajar, and shadows seemed to dance behind it. The voice called out again, pleading, but we all sat still, determined not to be fooled. Suddenly, I blinked, and everything changed. The booth was empty. Leah and Eric were gone. My heart dropped as I looked around, the diner now barely lit, with only a few flickering lights casting shadows across the room. The cries for help were still coming from the kitchen, but now the voices were unmistakably Leah's.
Jason, please help me.
Leah's voice echoed, filled with fear and pain. The diner was empty, every booth vacant, the air heavy and cold. The lights flickered again, making it even harder to see.
Leah,
I called out, my voice crackling. There was no response. Only her screams growing louder, more frantic.
Please, Jason, I'm in here.
I took a step towards the kitchen, my mind racing. The rules said to avoid the kitchen at all costs, even if someone called for help. But Leah's voice was so real, so desperate. Each plea tore at me, making it harder to think straight. I approached the kitchen door, the cries now almost deafening. The door was sliding open, revealing nothing but pitch darkness beyond. My hand hovered near the door handle. It's a trick, I whispered to myself. It's trying to trick me. Leah's screams continued, pleading, sobbing. My entire body was shaking, my instincts screaming at me to do something. But I didn't go inside. I couldn't. The rules were clear, and deep down, I knew this wasn't Leah. It couldn't be. I stepped back, forcing myself to look away from the darkness of the kitchen. I'm not falling for it, I muttered. The cries suddenly stopped, leaving an eerie silence that filled the diner. I turned away from the kitchen and looked around the empty diner, hoping, praying to see Leah and Eric again. Suddenly, I heard a faint shuffle coming from the far end of the diner near the entrance. I turned to look. In the dim light, I saw a silhouette standing by the door. Relief washed over me as I recognized Leah's familiar frame.
Leah!
I called out, my voice echoing in the stillness. She didn't respond, but she moved towards me, her steps slow and hesitant. As she got closer, I noticed something was off. Her movements were jerky, unnatural, like she was struggling against something.
Leah, are you okay?
I asked, my voice trembling. She stopped a few feet away from me, her head tilted slightly as if she was listening to something I couldn't hear.
Jason,
she finally spoke.
You have to come with me.
My stomach twisted with unease.
Where's Eric?
I asked, taking a cautious step back.
He's waiting,
she said, her voice flat, devoid of emotion. She reached out her hands towards me, her fingers trembling.
Please, Jason, you have to come.
I shook my head, my instincts screaming that something wasn't right.
No, Leah, we need to stay here. We need to stick to the rules.
Her eyes locked onto mine, and for a moment, I saw something flicker in them. Fear, desperation. She opened her mouth to say something, but no words came out. Instead, her expression twisted into one of panic, her eyes widening as if she was trying to warn me. Suddenly, the lights flickered again, plunging the diner into darkness. When the lights returned, Leah was gone. Panic surged through me. I spun around, searching the empty diner.
Leah, Eric,
I called out. There was no response. I felt a presence, something watching me. My eyes were drawn back to the kitchen door, still slightly ajar, the darkness beyond it seeming even deeper now. Suddenly, I heard a different sound. Footsteps coming from behind me. I turned slowly, my entire body tense, and saw a figure emerging from the shadows. It was Eric. He looked disheveled, his face pale, his eyes wide with fear.
Jason,
he whispered.
We need to get out of here. Now.
I hesitated, the confusion and fear swirling inside me. But the rules. We can't leave until 3 a.m. Eric shook his head, his eyes darting around the diner.
The rules don't matter anymore. It's changing them. It's trying to keep us here.
He grabbed my arm, his grip tight, almost painful.
We have to go before it's too late.
The lights flickered again, and for a brief moment, I saw shadows moving across the walls, shifting and writhing as if they were alive. The diner felt like it was closing in on us, the air growing colder, the shadows creeping closer. Eric pulled me towards the entrance, his voice urgent.
Come on, Jason, we have to leave, now.
I glanced back at the kitchen door, the darkness beyond it seeming to pulse. Suddenly, everything shifted. I was back at the booth. Leah and Eric were sitting across from me, and Leah was waving her hand in front of my face, trying to catch my attention.
Jason, you drifted off for a few minutes. Are you okay?
Eric asked, his voice filled with concern. I blinked, disoriented, my heart still pounding in my chest.
I don't know. It felt so real, I said, my voice shaky. I was alone in the diner, and there was Leah calling from the kitchen. It was like I was caught in some sort of illusion. I took a deep breath, trying to steady myself. This is crazy.
Leah exchanged a worried glance with Eric.
Jason, you were just sitting here, staring at the kitchen door.
Eric nodded, his eyes wide.
We tried to snap you out of it, but you were just gone.
I rubbed my temples, trying to make sense of it all. The fear still clung to me, the memory of the empty diner and Leah's desperate cries vivid in mind.
I don't know what's real anymore, I muttered. We need to be careful. Whatever this place is, it's messing with our heads.
Leah reached across the table, taking my hand.
We're in this together, Jason. We just have to stay focused and remember the rules. We can't let it break us.
Eric nodded in agreement, his expression grim.
It's trying to divide us, make us lose our grip. We just have to hold on a little longer. It's almost 3 a.m.
As the minutes dragged on, our anxiety grew. The clock on the wall ticked closer to 3 a.m., each second feeling like an eternity. Leah and Eric exchanged nervous glances, and I could feel the tension between us, the weight of the unknown pressing down on us. Finally, the clock struck 3 a.m., the sound echoing through the diner. We all exhaled, a mixture of fear and relief washing over us. Leah nodded towards the front door.
It's time. Let's get out of here.
We stood up together, making our way towards the entrance. I pulled the door open, expecting to see the dark road outside, our way out of this nightmare. Instead, all we saw was darkness, a void, empty and endless.
What? What is this?
Eric muttered. The doorway led to nothing, just an infinite darkness that seemed to swallow the light from the diner. Suddenly, a noise behind us. The strange patrons in the booths, the other patrons who had been eerily silent all night, began to move. They stood up, one by one, their movements slow, their eyes fixed on us. Leah took a step back, her breath catching in her throat.
They're coming.
The patrons approached us, their faces expressionless, their footsteps echoing in the stillness of the diner. I felt a surge of panic, my instincts screaming at me to run, but there was nowhere to go. The door led to nothing, and the patrons were closing in. But then, the patrons stopped. In unison, they spoke, their voices overlapping in a haunting harmony.
The only way to escape is to follow us.
Leah, Eric, and I exchanged wary glances, uncertainty etched across our faces. The patrons began to move again, gesturing for us to follow them towards the back of the diner. Hesitant, but desperate, we had no choice.
We followed them.
They led us to a part of the diner we hadn't noticed before. A door at the back, hidden in the shadows. One that hadn't been there earlier. The patrons gestured toward it.
Through here, they said in unison. It's the only way.
Together, we pushed open the door, a cold breeze hitting us as it swung open. We stepped through, and suddenly, we were outside. The cold night air was like a wave of relief, the oppressive feeling from the diner finally lifting. We turned around, but the door and the diner were gone. All that remained was an empty road stretching out into the darkness. Leah let out a shaky breath, her eyes wide with disbelief.
We made it. We're out.
Eric nodded, his face a mix of exhaustion and relief.
I don't know how, but we did it.
I looked around, the memory of the diner's horror still vivid in my mind. We were free, but I knew that night would haunt us forever.
Come on, I said. Let's get as far away from here as we can.
Weeks after escaping, I sat in my dorm, browsing online forums late at night. I came across a post titled, "The Vanishing Diner. Have you seen it?" I read accounts eerily similar to our own, The Last Stop Cafe. People claimed it had been appearing and disappearing across different states for decades. The descriptions were identical. Detours that shouldn't exist, strange rules in the menus, and patrons with blurry faces. As I read further, I stumbled upon posts from people searching desperately for loved ones who vanished after visiting diners just like this one. The eerie part, the missing individuals matched the description of people we saw that night. A chill ran through me as I realized we might have been witnessing people who were already lost to the diner, trapped in some twisted limbo. The realization left me cold. We might have become just another entry in those threads. So, if you ever find yourself on a detour and see the Last Stop Cafe, just keep driving.
Thank you for listening and delving with me into the dark together.
Please remember to leave a thumbs up and subscribe if you feel so inclined. The more engagement this video gets, the more YouTube will push my content to others.
Thus, the following will grow.
All stories read in this channel will be available on Spotify, iTunes, and just about everywhere else. Links in the description.
Thank you for listening and feeding the cause. We'll be seeing you.